So tell me about your project, your award-winning project.
My project is dealing with nanodispersion, transforming phytosterol into a very small particle, nano-sized particle, without using oil as carrier. Yeah.
And to an audience, why is this important? Put it in some sort of perspective.
The phytosterol is so small in particle size that the absorption is improved very much. Yeah.
And was it a big surprise then, winning today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm lucky.
What does it mean to you in terms of you being able to carry on your research?
That is actually my PhD project. Yeah. So, you want to get a PhD, you need to do research. So if you want to do research, do something that you like. So that's something interesting. And yeah, that's get me to my PhD.
And you're going to carry on doing science for your career?
Oh yes, I'm a lecturer now. Yeah, I'm teaching nutrition and food science. And I had just set up my lab. So we'll be taking in students in the future to do research.
Mm-hmm. And what have you made of the whole All-Tech Symposium?
You mean, how do I feel about the symposium? It was great. I like the speakers. They are amazing.
What's been your highlight for the few days?
I think the one that I love most is the design and nutrition session. Yeah.
And where do you see your research going in the future, and into what area?
I'll be remaining in food, and I'll go abroad. And recently, I am planning to go into the oil area, extraction of oil, and still I'll stick to my field, the nano field. So I might put a hold for the nano project for a while because I'm new in the field. I need money, you know, for the expensive equipment. So at this moment, equipment is too expensive. So I have to divert it a little bit and, have to wait for a chance to get the equipment and get the work run again in the future.
Well, good luck and well done today.
Thank you.